Do you know that I've been having trouble with my smartphone?
I did know you were having problems with like the audio when you were doing video,
oh, yes.
Right?
So yeah. Okay, so I had a LG G3.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back a ways. And the Wi-Fi chip on it stopped working. And getting into Google, found out that, hey, this is a fairly common issue with these. I had used it for a few years, so, and it served me really, really well. It was a good phone. And so I thought, okay, well, I tried fixing it. I took it apart, and I tried doing all kinds of things and following all the steps that they said to try and
there
put a piece of
no soldering involved, right?
No soldering involved, thankfully. But it didn't work.
No.
So I had to go out and get a new phone,
right.
And I wanted to save money. And these are personal, you know, a personal expense. I have to have a phone. I guess these days you just have to, and you rely on them quite a bit. And I especially need it because, you know, I have to be on call and stuff like that for work and for the studio. But all that said, so I needed to save some money. I didn't have a lot of disposable income when my phone just stopped working. So so I went to the stores, and wow, phones are expensive.
They are.
You can get them cheap, but you got to be on like a 3-year contract or a 1-year contract, and the specifications aren't very good on the phones that are in those contracts a lot of the time. And just so you know, what I'm used to as far as my contract goes.
Yes.
I use pay-as-you-go because even though I need to be available so that if an emergency happens, someone can call me, I don't take a lot of calls.
Right.
On my smartphone. I use a Magic Jack at home, and that's great. It saves me a lot of money. But I don't take or make calls. I just have to have the ability to if I need it.
Right.
So that said, I pay only $25 every 4 months for my service.
Oh.
You get very little with it. You get a very little amount of data. You get very little amount of phone usage.
Right.
But enough that I usually last the entire 4 months before I use it up. So it's like $6.25 per month, and I'm covered, so I'm happy. So I'm not going to go onto a contract because the cheapest contract is going to be
$70.
Like ridiculously more expensive. So with that in mind, I started looking, and I got onto our classified system on Kijiji. Started looking for phones. I didn't know if I could trust that. So I found a kiosk in the mall that sold refurbished phones.
Okay.
I can actually save a few $100 here, and ended up getting an LG G5, which I thought was going to be an upgrade. So I went from the G3 to the G5, thinking, okay, this is going to be great. And it was refurbished, and so, you know, but I figure I'm buying it from a kiosk, it's going to be good, and no. I've lost a lot of faith in refurbished over the past couple of weeks, as the phone itself, the screen went, and really weird way for it to go. If you had an app open and then closed it, it would still be on the screen, but it's not interactive. And you bring up another app on top of it, and you can still see that other app underneath it. And it was really odd and gross. And the camera would not focus at all. As if the focus capability of the camera just didn't work at all. So all these things...
Refurbished from what? It seems like
know.
A Frankenstein sort of phone.
Yeah,
they just kind of took...
So, but I tried to save money. I tried to be a good, you know, all right. Well, I was proud of the fact that I only spent $200 on this phone.
Uh-huh.
I threw $200 in the garbage that day, folks. Not to say refurbished is not fantastic, but unfortunately I got a lemon and it didn't work out. And so I did lose a lot of faith in, I wasn't going to go back and ask for another one, because they just charged me another $200. But there's no return. You can't return them.
Yeah,
can't exchange them. It's like buying a phone at a garage sale. You're taking a risk.
Buyer beware.
Yeah. So I said, okay, well, what am I going to do? And you know, thinking back to the kiosks and the phone companies and the cost and the contracts, I don't want to get into that. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to look around. And Xiaomi is always up there. They're very, very popular in South Asia, China, India. And that brand of phone, they make really good high-end phones, but it's a lot cheaper.
Okay.
Right? And I'm not getting into an argument, you know, like China made and all this kind of stuff. And I hope that, you know, if, like the best of us, I hope that, you know, people are well treated in their employ and everything else. That's not my intent tonight. But I really needed a good phone for a very good price. And
I do suspect this has a happy ending.
It does. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what I want to show you. Today.
Show me.
So, yeah, exactly. So the show me or Xiaomi Pocophone F1 was $300 US.
Okay.
So more than I paid for the refurbished device. But wow, the specifications on this are crazy for $300.
Right. Okay?
So,
you know my history of dropping things, so I can't even touch it, really.
I'm not going to let you touch it. So I've put a case on this. I'm going to show you in just a couple of moments. But I'm going to head over to the unboxing table, and we'll actually get a look at this when I unboxed it. It's kind of like we're going to step through time here as I step over here. All right, so let's get into the box of the Pocophone by Xiaomi. I'm just going to show you what the specifications show here. So we've got Qualcomm 845 Snapdragon processor. That's an 8-core processor. The phone boasts that it has liquid cooling, which is kind of an odd thing.
Yeah.
But I suppose that sounds really good, right? It's going to keep it cooler. I know that my LG G5 got pretty warm. The GPU is an Adreno 630 GPU. The phone has 6 gigabytes of RAM. It's got, well, let's get into the packaging here and see what's included. It comes with this gel case. I'm not going to use that. I'm going to put a proper case on it that I'm going to order. But that's nice that it's included anyways. It gets you up and going out of the box without having to worry about scratching the finish and everything else. Basic instructions. Cool. And there it is. The Pocophone F1. So it does have a much larger screen than I'm used to. And full disclosure here, I am not a phone guru, folks. So I want to be clear about that. This is not a technical demonstration, but I wanted to show you the specs here. It's got a Snapdragon 845, liquid cooling, like I mentioned, an AI dual camera with dual pixel autofocus. That's right there. And that is 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel. And then we've got a 20 megapixel camera on the front here. The battery is quite high capacity, 4,000 milliamp hours, and it supports quick charge 3.0 as well. And that battery is able to give a lot of life. Let's just kind of peel off these stickers. This just shows me how to install the SIM card and everything else, which we already pretty much know how to do. All right, here's the charger here. Even though the box shows that this is the global version, so it did arrive in English out of the box, but it came with this power adapter, which is from the planet of Vulcan.
It looks like it.
No, it's like European. But it is quick charge. This is not a 3.0, as you can see there. But it does have up to 12-volt quick charge. And there you have it. So, but this, with the interesting power connector, this is not going to plug into our Canadian power outlets, but they did include this little guy. This is going to stick out from my wall like crazy.
Right.
But that should at least get me up and going. I can again buy something off Amazon that will that'll replace that. But it'll at least let me charge it with quick charge. I think this is quick charge 2.0. And it's taken me way too long to get into this. We should just look at the phone, right? All right, how exciting. And the USB cable.
There we go.
With quick charge capable cable. So not just 5 volts. And then we've got a SIM card tool as well. So let's see. Now, I imagine that the phone should come with at least a partial charge anyways. So I should be able to boot it up. There's no button on the... Now, the LG phones, I can press the fingerprint reader and it will turn on, but it looks like the power button's actually on the side here. There we go. I like the look of that screen. It's so dark.
It's cool.
You know what I mean? Like, black is black, not, like, slightly illuminated gray. It's got a really good look to it.
That's a big screen.
Yeah, it is. It's more than 16:9, that's for sure. But it doesn't feel huge in my hand. I got to admit that I thought that it was going to feel bigger because it is a big screen,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't. It actually, I don't know, maybe because it's so close to the edge. I see that it did come with almost a full charge there up at the top right. And you can see that it's got the kind of the iPhone-esque look with the... with the tab at the top there as well.
Now I want a new phone. I have zero need for a new phone, however.
Well, you'll drop yours eventually.
You know it.
So as I mentioned, I did purchase a case off of Amazon, just something that was more suitable for me. And really, really, you know, I'm really liking this phone. And I must reiterate that one of the reasons that I went with the Xiaomi Pocophone F1 was the price. And I'm not a phone guy.
Right.
Okay. Like, I don't know phones. This is not a technical specifications demonstration. This is just, you know, hey, this is my impression as a phone user. So if you're looking, maybe you're thinking about upgrading your phone, maybe it's time to look around. Like, we don't necessarily have to just go with what is presented to us by the phone companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that it has an 8-core processor, 6 gigs of RAM. It will take, like, a Kingston 256 gig micro SD card. So that gives you tons and tons of storage. The phone itself, my version, only has 64 gigs of internal storage.
Right.
But again, putting in that 256 gig card, which I would rather use anyways because I can unplug it and do data recovery if I had to. A phone is much harder and much more expensive to do data recovery on.
Mm-hmm.
I did find one thing odd and kind of interesting, but even though the selfie camera is 20 megapixels.
Right.
Very high res. It only records video in 1080p, which I found kind of odd. And yet the 12 megapixel camera on the front will record in 4K.
Huh.
Maybe they're thinking like, okay, well, I want really nice 4K video,
yes,
something like that. The cameras do support HDR. All the cameras do. The front facing also has really good photo stitching for panoramas and panoramic view as well.
That's good.
Let's look at the specs really quick because I know some people are going to be wondering about it. It has stereo speakers. It's got the 3.5 millimeter jack for headphones or a microphone or any other compatible device. I found when I put a case on it, my headphone wouldn't plug in, so I bought a little extension cord to fit in there because it's so narrow. But that's my case's fault, not the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It has Bluetooth 5. So, like, specifications are really up there with, like, current, modern, and yet really affordable. It's got a built-in FM radio, which I've never seen in a smartphone, but I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
if you don't have a nearby internet connection, you can't listen to your radio station. You can listen to the old-style radio.
That's right.
It has USB Type-C for charging and OTG. It has infrared facial recognition, fingerprint scanner on the back. It has an accelerometer, gyroscope, proximity detector, and a compass.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. That's really, you know, that's the sum of that.
So the fingerprint scanner, does that work for unlocking your phone now that you've...
Oh, yeah. Like, if I just...
Yeah. Okay.
It just unlocks it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's handy.
Yeah.
We're going to actually get a look at the phone itself. We're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to bring it up on the screen and just kind of show you first impressions about how snappy it is, how well it works, and tell you a little bit about my experience so far.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, You'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Welcome back. This week we are looking at the Pocophone F1 from Xiaomi, and these are available through our link cat5.tv/F1. So if you're looking for a budget phone that doesn't have such budget features, like we're talking, like this is a pretty high-end spec phone. Again, not a phone guy, but I know what works really well, what's super zippy, and what feels like a good phone and has some pretty good specifications.
Right,
an eight core processor, 6 gigs of RAM, everything else. It's got dual SIM capability if you don't want to use the SD card, because it is either an SD card or a SIM in the second slot. So what I have is SD card and SIM. But if you need dual SIM, you can do that as well. Shall I bring it up on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. So it obviously has Miracast capability. It's got Android 8.1 Oreo out of the box. It is upgradable to 9.0 Pi. And let's just kind of get a feel for it. So you can see right on the screen, that's in real time. It's a little delay to me. So as I move things, it's a little bit delayed, but you can see the snappiness of it. What do you do with a phone right out of the box? I mean, here you go.
Oh, it's...
So this is kind of what what it looks like, what it comes with, other than I installed an app called Asphalt because I thought, hey, you'll probably want to see if a game performs well on here. Let's bring up YouTube, and let's do a quick search for Linux Tech Show.
Nice.
Linux
Tech Show.
Tech Show. And we'll click on us. Yeah, there we go.
That's quick.
This is reliant on our Wi-Fi as well. Plus, we're streaming live video from the phone to the Wi-Fi. There we go. Let's see. Do we have anything that's kind of like a really good adventure? We don't do a lot of movement.
We don't do a ton. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on now.
Solvu wanted to know if you could put a custom OS on the phone.
I've read that these come rooted. I'm not a power user when it comes to phones, right? So I imagine so, but I that's not something I would ever do. You can do a lot of searching about these and find out more. But from my user perspective, all I see is, hey, how does it handle? How does it feel as I'm kind of navigating? And how does it perform when I'm actually using it? So it came with YouTube out of the box there. The only app that I've installed is that game, which I'm eager to kind of try, just to see. And if there's anything that you want to see, I mean, there's things like allow Compass to access the device's location. Sure. Allow Compass to take pictures and record video.
Huh.
Why? Oh, I know, because it's augmented.
Oh.
You know, whatever. It's got Compass capabilities anyways. So let's just bring up this Asphalt 9, and I'm going to switch to full screen mode. So that you can see kind of the performance. And this is in fact real time. So what you're seeing on the screen is what's on my phone right now. So let's see. I've never run this. I don't know. And hopefully the volume isn't too loud. Not finished. Okay, do you need the tutorial? No, thanks.
No. You got this.
Let's just do this.
How hard
you can it be? You can even tell in these animated menus that it's super zippy. How do I just play? Go. Games these days are so crazy.
City Dash.
All right. Okay.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah. And remember, this got a really big screen on it, too.
Yeah.
Like, so Sasha's seeing this in real time. How do I... Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like at the, what is that called? Accelerometer?
Drifting. Oh,
Okay, hold to drift. Yeah, all right. Let me play. Clearly.
So.
Don't know what I'm... Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does not feel janky at all, folks. And that's some pretty good graphics for sure.
This, see, playing a game like this is how I would drop my phone.
This is how you would do it?
You have to finish in third or better. Press the nitro. Yeah.
I'm pushing the nitro.
Okay.
I'm not good at it, but here I am, right? So I'm just kind of... There it is. So, I mean, performance is exceptional, and it's doing all this, plus I'm streaming live, plus everything else.
Did
wow.
you finish? What?
First.
No.
You know it.
Congratulations on your win.
Well, thanks, bud.
That's a good phone.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. So
you would use two SIM cards, I should ask, if you wanted to take your phone, say, to Jamaica.
Yeah, you could do that.
And
or
you would just, like,
in my case, for example, I have a cell plan that is, it doesn't include a lot of data.
Right.
So I can also get pay-as-you-go data from a provider who provides cheap data.
Right.
And then anytime I turn on my data, it will use the data from that provider and not use up my minutes.
That's smart.
Yeah, so cool. I can do that kind of thing as well. But yeah, for traveling, it's perfect for that if you need dual SIM capabilities. But there you have it, folks. I mean, it's zippy, it's snappy, and it's affordable. It feels really good. It has a glass screen, and it does have a plastic body. But as I say, you know, just grab yourself a nice little case for it, something that works well for you. There you go. What do you think?
That is a great phone.
You like that? I'll let you touch it.
Thank you.
There you go.
Do you like it? Yeah, Garby said that the second SIM card could be used for work as well.
Oh, that's interesting too, like a work contract or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, folks. So that's the Xiaomi Pocophone F1. Just a quick review from somebody who doesn't really know about phones. But
except that one's great.
I know when it works really well. And so my out-of-the-box experience so far has been excellent. I felt really good about it. I haven't had any buyer's remorse from this particular phone. The last one, on the other hand, yeah, that one left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Yes.
But this one, so far, so good. Feels great. It doesn't feel cheap. The battery is not removable. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 4,000 milliamp hours. That's the other thing that I have to mention. The battery life on this is nuts.
Right.
I've never, I'm not used to that at all.
And does it get warm to the touch when it's running?
Well, I just played the game and we had it open for...
Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
Doesn't feel warm at all. That's the liquid cooling system.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? But when I say it's nuts, the battery life, remember Jeff and I were talking about my smartphone and he was talking about how he has a charger on all the time and plugs in his phone in the car and everything else because my phone is dead by the time I get home.
Right.
That was the LG G5. This one, when I get home at night, so I start work, like I might start at about 6 a.m., I unplug the phone and it's in my pocket. I'm using it throughout the day. And then when I get home, and I'm using it throughout the night, this one is still at like 86% charged.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I am not used to that, and I love it.
Noman5 wants to know if it has wireless charging capability. You know how I have that Jabiz cool
That's a
cool
really
lamp?
Excellent question, and you know why that's an excellent question? Because when you look at something like this, so when you get online and you start looking at the specifications and saying, does it have wireless charging and this and that, you're gonna see things like that where you say, oh, it doesn't have, because the answer is no, it doesn't.
Okay.
And the reason, and this is really, really key to remember this, keep in mind all of the amazing features that they fit in this.
Yes.
For $300, and then think, okay, they had to cut corners somewhere.
Yeah.
Where did they cut corners? On the processor? No, it is an 8-core Snapdragon 845.
Right.
Did they cut corners on the RAM? No, it's 6 gigs of RAM. Is it the screen? No. The screen is amazing. So where did they cut corners? Things like...
The wireless... You
wireless
know, and the
charging.
Wireless charging, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But also my phone is warm by the time I take it off the charger. So...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Whereas that one will always be cool. Good. It has liquid cooling and no wireless charging.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
So do keep that in mind when you're looking at the specs for something like the Pocophone F1, that there are some things that have been left off of the spec list because indeed, they had to cut corners somewhere. But I think what they've done is they found a really good spot for where to cut those corners so they can keep the price low while keeping the specifications that I really care about really, really high. But it does have the quick charge USB-C, so I can plug it in and it will charge it up very, very quickly. I had about 80% charge. I plugged it in, and 20 minutes later, it was at 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't take long at all. And I just didn't want to risk it.
Right.
Because I'm not used to a phone that lasts
that long.
I was
worried when you were like, I need to plug it in for the show, because you said, just remind me to take it off the charger. And I thought, oh, this is one of those phones. But right. No, it's not.
Because it's going to, you know, I don't want to neglect the camera. So what do we have here? We've got video, short video, photo, portrait, square, panorama. Oh, that is so cool. And manual mode. So, you know, look at all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know my way around just yet. What do we got? Change your focal, your white balance, shutter speed, and ISO.
That's great.
Hi. There you go. I'll snap it. Don't you notice? Do you notice?
Oh, yeah. Look at the bricks.
Look at the blur behind me. That is stunning. Oh. Smile. I just said to myself to smile. Oh. Here, get in here. Look at the background. I love it.
Oh, that's good.
So we want to look right there.
Yeah.
There we go. That looks absolutely stunning. So that's the 20 megapixel front face camera. I don't know if that's because I'm in portrait mode, square mode. See, it didn't blur the background there. Something we didn't think of during the live show, so this is recorded after, is a video test. So this is what the video looks like on the selfie camera. And here's what the video looks like from the front camera. I'm not sure which one, because there's two of them. And the audio that you're hearing, you notice I don't have my headset on at this point. So the audio you're hearing is in fact from the microphone built into the Pocophone F1. So that is the Pocophone F1 from Xiaomi. You can get one at cat5.tv/F1.
Super cool.